remember what we're doing here. John thinks Thomas Jefferson's still alive, and his doctors have asked us to play along. Let's go now to our friend John Williams. Good morning, John. How are you?
I figure you are going to make some Millard Fillmore jokes because you always make fun of my affection for this Jefferson thing.
That's not true at all. I'm completely supportive of you in line with the directions of your doctor. Hey, I saw your son this morning wandering the parking lot at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
He was working overnight last night. He's a really good kid. What, I mean, he takes after his mom?
That's nice of you to say. Yeah, he does. He does. Although I didn't know he was going to be there that early in the morning. You think he was maybe just coming in from the night before?
I think he's stealing from the company. I know my son is. All right, so the Mac at the College of DuPage, a great, great theater. What are you going to be doing there?
Isn't that a swell venue? I know you've filled that place a couple of times yourself. And here's what we do. We invite Thomas Jefferson. And, you know, I haven't done this show in a while, Steve, so maybe some of your listeners are hearing this for the first time. But we invite Thomas Jefferson onto stage.
This was always, before you, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but you know, that's what I do. this was always a sellout. Always a sellout. You started this like what, in 2000?
Yeah, it was probably, you know what, the first day was the day of Walter Payton's eulogy, you know, ceremony they had. Remember when they went to Soldier Field?
Oh, yeah.
That day was the first day we did it. I remember coming home from it, feeling really good, turning on the radio and listening to, I think it was Dave Ennett and Steve Bertrand talking about the Walter Payton funeral.
Probably so.
So that was the first day. And the first day we did it for 200 people. And then we said, well, that went well. And then we went over to the Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier for about 400 or 500 people. And then we did Northwestern's Auditorium. And we did the College of DuPage. Turned out to be nice, centrally located. It's about 700 people, so you're still pretty close to the stage. And you feel like that's really Thomas Jefferson come back to life to talk to you about, you know, guns. What would the Founding Fathers say? Race relations, the Cubs' chances. Anything you want to ask him about, Jefferson replies to or responds to, and it's really fun.
And humanities scholar Clay Jenkinson is Thomas Jefferson. He does this in various places around the country, but do you feel like once he is fully in character, there's no going back for a while?
Truly. I mean, he and I used to only pretty much meet on stage, so I knew him better as Jefferson than I did as Clay.
Right.
It was kind of weird for me to say, hi, Clay. No, he's President Jefferson. When Ken Burns did his documentary, he did a two-part, I think, series about Jefferson. Clay was the principal guy he went to.
Is that right?
Yeah. In fact, Casey Affleck is starring right now. They're shooting it. An HBO special multi-part series on Meriwether Lewis and the discovery of the, you know, where they went up the Northwest, not Northwest Passage, but where they went up the Mississippi River and then all the way out west and then back. Mm-hmm. And so Casey Affleck is going to play Meriwether Lewis. Well, so Clay has been out west all week talking to Casey, informing him about Meriwether Lewis was like. That's because Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark out west. So anything Jefferson, this guy is America's foremost expert.
Now, I mentioned this earlier. We were told, and this seems to be backed up by biographers, that hygiene was different then. So how authentic is he?
There is a compromise, Steve.
Okay, he does shower. Good.
But people ask questions like that. That's the great thing. So, you know, maybe you want to talk about social issues like, well, what would the Founding Fathers say about us all having guns? He'll respond to that. But people say, did you shower? Why were you always putting snuff in your nose? What did you eat? You know, what's with the shoes? How come you're wearing women's hose? If you ever wanted to ask a question like that and get a true, wry, kind of funny response. I mean, we always end up laughing. We invariably end up crying.
He's a funny guy.
The time was very tough. Yeah. And but he's probably funnier than Jefferson was. And here's another thing. He says, when he's talking to us, that never in the recorded course of U.S. history did Thomas Jefferson utter more than two sentences in a row. I mean, he wrote the Declaration of Independence, and then they debated it there in the Congress. And he stood there and listened to that, but never got into the debate. He said, I've spoken my piece. You decide. So but I've also talked for 2 hours is different.
What does Clay say about this? Because I've also heard that Jefferson was very insecure about his voice, that he had kind of a high sort of thin voice that he didn't, you know, he wasn't confident being in front of people. Is that true or is that not true?
Exactly true, and probably part of it. Plus, there was a matter of decorum. He didn't feel like he should champion his cause. The words should speak for themselves. And our Clay has a deeper,
right,
you know, a beautiful voice.
He's got an Orion voice.
He kind of does. He's fun to listen to that way. So he's going to be at the College of DuPage August 22nd.
And tickets will go on sale this morning.
Is it today or tomorrow? Are you where? Are you up on that one, Steve?
I think I am. Yeah. Let's go live to Kevin now. Answer,
yes.
10 a.m. this morning?
Correct. That's according to the website, yes.
Yeah, and details are on my Facebook page, too, facebook.com/KingJohn, or just go to WGNradio.com. There'll be a link there for tickets. They go on sale again today at 10 a.m. It'll be a 10 a.m. show August 22nd, Saturday. It's weird that we're doing it in the summer on a Saturday like that, but you'll be out there by noon. You'll still have your weekend.
You got your whole day, yeah.
And we're really looking forward to it. Think of all of the issues in the news today.
Sure.
It would be good to sort of refocus our rudder on, and TJ will do that.
10 a.m. this morning, get your tickets. And Kev, where do we go to do that?
You can find them at WGNradio.com. Also, at themac.org is the theater's website, so right. You can get them on that site as well.
And how's the app? I mean, we're late now, but it's John's fault. How's the app?
It's good, Steve. We've added hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people every day. It goes
good.
Up a bunch. That's called VibeScore, V-I-B-E-S-C-O-R-E. It's on the App Store. It's where you gather news and then are asked questions and get to vote. It's a lot of fun.
Score the news, kids. It's a cool idea.
That's what your son said, and it's a good way to put it.
All right, John, thanks, man. Hold on. John Williams.